is just Mary.
Mm-hmm. What is the best kind of land? What? How do you describe land that's really good?
Well, that old rich black land ordinarily is good, but I tell you, this old clay land, if you add your fertilizer to it, now it really produces good. It makes good corn, good soybeans, and good clover, but now it'll be hard to cultivate sometimes. What I mean, it holds the moisture a lot, and it's wet a lot of times. Now, up on my place up yonder, when they sowed the, we had it in hay and cut the hay off and then planted it in soybeans. Well, they broke it up. And up on this red clay part, well, the beans didn't come up as good up there because it was drier, you see, and they're breaking it and tearing it all to pieces. And then if it's wet, it'll be cloddy, and it's harder to, if you break it wet. And the different soils, sandy soil and loam soil and stuff like that, is makes a difference.
Difference in how much crop and what kind of crop.
Now, after you get your land built up, now this land here, we had alfalfa for here in front of the house, and it didn't make good. But I had to build it up a terrible lot in order to do that. Because when I first came up here, it was just, well, some of it wouldn't even grow anything. But with the farming and all that we've had, well, I've brought it up a terrible lot. And now since we're using this commercial fertilizer, well, and add more of that to it. And then top dressing it in the spring makes an awful good pasture. You have your pasture will last longer and still furnish more cattle and things. And sheep and cattle don't hardly go together too much because you got to have a pasture for your cattle, in that case a pasture for your sheep too. And we've always raised hogs, and when we was having cream, that milk that would separate, it would really make fat hogs in the herd.
Right?
Yes, it did. It really did. And I enjoy hogs. I just, that's one thing I really love to feed. But I enjoyed sheep, but it got where we couldn't. There's rats more to trouble. The little lambs come in the cold weather, and you got to take care of them. And the old mamas can't hardly manage them a lot of times. And if you are not equipped to taking care of them, well, it's a hard job.
Mm-hmm. Did dogs ever bother your sheep?
Yes, yeah, we had lots of trouble with that. And even with the calves, there's a bunch of dogs around. And there was a few wild dogs, you know, in the bottoms that would attack them. But they soon killed them out as much as it could. It wouldn't happen often, but it did happen sometimes.
Mentioned wild dogs. Did you ever, when you were a girl, know about wild hogs?
Yes, and I knew of them, but not many around here. But I have seen a few of them.
I guess they were really good fighters.
Oh, they look like awful things. They look pretty ugly, all right.
What kind of things would go after your chickens?
Well, old fox will catch them, and old possums. I killed an opossum. There were the little dogs found one down there, about half grown, and he was on his way to the chicken house. That's the good of these little old dogs. They are pretty good on things like these. Now, I never have had too much trouble, but now the old coon ate our roast ears up that we had early corn, and then we had some late corn down there. And those old coons, if the stalk's broken over or if it's low, so they'll reach up and break that ear corn off.